Simple.
Happy Friday Eve, Mr. Joyner.
Yeah, it is Friday
yes,
Eve.
Yes, it is.
J. Anthony Brown.
Happy Friday Eve, Mr. Joyner. Happy Friday Eve.
And from Los Angeles, Sherry Shepherd. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, family. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm so wonderful. I just came literally from the rap party of Soul
glad
Man.
Glad you cleared that up.
I finished the Soul. I know I still got my makeup on. I got my, hey, I'm just getting, who are you this morning? Look. So I am here straight from the party.
Yeah.
The rap party.
You completed
the
all
the rap party. Mm-hmm. We had a rap party. Wig
for
all askew.
Soul Man.
From Soul Man. Done.
Y'all wrapped up the season of Soul Man.
We wrapped the season. I didn't get fired.
Did you make the blooper reel, Sherry?
I did make the blooper. My wig fell off in one of the episodes.
I saw that.
Reels. Yeah. You saw that one.
Anything that happens bad to you on a television show, they put you on a blooper reel and they show it at the wrap-up party. And it's funny. It is hilarious. You walk in the wrong scene, forget your lines.
You forget your lines.
They seem to like watching that again. I don't know why.
Over and over and over again. Yeah.
And it's funny because Cedric the Entertainer plays a pastor. And Niecy Nash plays the first lady. So whenever they mess up their line, if they curse, it's even funnier.
Go right in the blooper room.
Right in the blooper room.
How many episodes did you shoot?
Out of 12, I did 10 of them.
That's great.
Good.
So
good,
I played the cousin Nikki. And then I went in and finished up a few more episodes of Zendaya Coleman. She was the one that they said her hair smelled like patchouli and weed. I did a few more episodes of her show, Casey Undercover. So thank you for the work. And I'm here.
All right.
I'm so excited. And then I just got to put on a record.
Is tonight you play at the J Spot in LA?
I'm at the J Spot with J Anthony Brown.
She's doing two clubs in LA.
I'm headlining
the Ice House and the J Spot. Where the big money is.
Where the big money
the
is.
At the J Spot?
Yeah, big money's over there.
Then the Ice House is no money.
Really?
Ice House is nothing. That's just I'm just gracing the locals.
Wow.
I'm just going, thank you. I'm getting ready for the J Spot.
I mean, we all know that performers at the J Spot get $25
in installments.
$5 installments. And some beans.
Beans. They don't give me any protein.
Nice green beans. Yes.
Wow, no protein. No lean meats. No.
No.
Wow.
All the comics
for winners.
But all the comics who come on, all the comics who come on the show and talk about the J Spot, they rave about those beans.
All right. Well, I'm team bean. I'll
be okay.
Yeah, they don't mind the $25 and $5 installments. Those beans.
That's enough to draw people in.
Those beans make up for it.
So $25 in installments. It goes right to
you. Oh, yeah, you can't get all that money one time. I don't want you walking around there with that much money.
Okay. That's,
yeah.
He's looking out for you, Sherry.
You know, I'm looking out for you. That's why I'm giving you all
that. That's okay.
It'll
go right into the legal defense fund.
Wow.
Thank you.
Still
no, I'm there, but I'm laughing about it. I'm smiling about it. Yeah, I laugh.
Yeah.
Sybil. It's all good over here in the hood.
It is. Can you comment on where you are with your cases?
I'm smiling my way through my journey.
Okay.
That's enough. I think
reading,
we get an idea.
I'm reading the scriptures of Job.
Job
was a strong man.
Help took a lot.
I'm at the boil.
You at that point, man?
Wow.
I got the boils on my feet.
Wow, man. Job lost everything. About to go down like that, Sherry. Job had it rough,
you got the patience
man.
Of Job. Whoa.
You got the patience of Job.
Job, like, if that's what you say, Lord, but okay.
But okay.
Job lost everything.
Job lost everything.
You can tell him when to church, Sherry.
You did go to church. This was funny. Laughter
well, for
so
those
good
who,
medicine.
For those of us who may not go to church.
And not know the story of Job.
Yeah. Can you cap?
What did Dirty Joe
get? I'm trying to be a modern day Joe player. Let's see.
A modern day Joe.
A Chicago Cubs fan.
The Cubs fan.
Terrence Howard is going through a Job experience.
Yeah. Terrence Howard will be a Job, right?
Terrence Howard is having a Job experience.
It's pretty rough on him right now.
It is.
It's a lot of people. When you go through roast about this, Job experience.
Be a modern day Job.
Pretty soon I'll be at Malachi, which says bring all the tithes into the storehouse. Wow. Oh, bless you. Ain't there yet.
You got the boils and everything. Wow, that is
boils.
Pretty stuff.
I got the boils,
tough.
But I'm
that's
good.
Tough.
Job was always smiling.
Yeah,
he's
was.
He's still smiling. Though.
So the Bible said.
So the Bible. Well,
we don't know. Job was really smiling.
Oh, nice. Nice. So the Bible said.
So the Bible said.
Well, that's what I learned in my song.
Does this count as Bible study?
Yes, it does.
This counts as Bible study?
Because they've mentioned several books of the Bible characters.
Bible.
Yes,
and,
absolutely.
And what night is Bible study?
Wednesday night.
Yeah. Okay,
Wednesday
so it's night. Still dark outside.
Right.
So, you're good.
Turn to Habakkuk. Habakkuk.
But you know what, player? I'm with you. I like church, but I can't stand Bible study. I really can't, man.
Why?
I don't know. It's just too quiet. There's no singing. You know what I'm saying?
Because that's when you're really getting to know.
Yeah.
Into the word.
You need a show, huh?
I need a full show.
So we know where to send you in heaven.
I need entertainment. I don't need telling you, Paige, what you think about it. I want to hear it and go home. That's what
that's what I think about it. Dance it out for me.
That's what I love.
Get some
dance
flags.
Dance it out for me.
Do the visual effects. I need CGI.
Yeah. Yeah, I need singing and preaching. Two songs and a sermon.
You know what tripped me out, though? I follow a lot of people on Instagram, and there are these girls that I follow, and they'll have on their Instagram posts, because you can do videos, and they'll be dancing in the video, singing the rap songs, tongues all out. And then the next Instagram post is, Jesus will do it for you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But I done just seen them half naked, licking their lips. I'm the baddest boss sitting here. I'm the baddest in the...
There's a lot of people that do Instagram that way.
God will do it and bring you through it. I'm
Hashtag won't he do it.
Won't he do it?
I said, I don't know if I'm following the wrong people here.
Well, you're following Instagram. The right person. Not the right person. You're following the right one. So
amen.
let us go from there. Yeah. Yeah.
There we go.
Good, man.
Everybody has
I did
a
Bible study
yes,
this
did.
Week.
The good
yes,
thing
you
is that you're here and you're happy.
Yes. I love
clap
you.
Clap your hands.
Yeah. That was our Bible study for the morning.
Amen. Amen.
Thank
Let
you.
The church say.
Thank you. Thank
Let
you.
Church
Thank
say
you.
Amen.
So good for you, Sharon. I mean,
Thank
I guess.
You.
And what have we learned here? Sharon
well,
needs to follow some new people on Instagram. Well, I think
okay,
it's.
But you can't say to a person going through stuff, good for you, I guess.
You don't know the show.
You can't never end it like that. You're always supposed to end it like,
okay.
You know
well,
what?
You.
You're good for you because you're going to
get
through this time.
Okay, good for you, Sherry. You're going to get through this.
Thank you, Tom.
Get through this.
I am because God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
There you go.
I'm sorry. I don't know what to say when you when you go biblical on me. I really don't. You had to help me.
How about them calves? I don't know. What do you say, Tom? What's in your
How
heart
about
to
them,
say?
The Cavaliers.
How about those Clippers? How about
the
Cavaliers?
Yeah, the Clippers lost. Houston. Houston won last night.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Cavs won last night.
Did the Shepherd do it last night, Blair?
Yeah, he came through at the end.
He did?
It was rough. It was rough on them at first.
On the Shepherd?
The Shepherd.
Yeah.
He does look like a shepherd, man.
Does that count as Bible study?
No,
the shepherd, James Harden. James Harden.
You
James
got to
Harden?
Mention a scripture, okay. Jesus
yeah,
or something. It. Shepherds don't do it.
Yeah. Oh. So I had a good night last night.
What
LeBron
happened?
And the Cavs. Without some love.
Yeah.
Scored 30-something.
Okay.
And James Harden, the shepherd, as Jay calls him, beat the Clippers last night in spite of the refs cheating.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
How did the refs cheat? Like, don't they call the refs
they call
cheating?
They call a whole lot of fouls in the first half on Houston. I got that from ESPN. That's not my opinion. Yeah,
people
ESPN.
But is it your work?
Yes, that's my work.
That's your work, okay.
That's my work.
Was it a game in L.A.? It was in L.A., huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Game was in L.A.
All this deflating balls. And, I mean.
And that's the other story that came out
yesterday. Tom Brady. They said Tom Brady had probable knowledge.
It was not Tom Brady. It was people that worked. For the Patriots.
But not
Tom Brady.
No.
They didn't say specifically, but they said that they.
He knew when he got.
They are comfortable saying that he was probably aware that the balls were deflated.
In other words, a man can hold a ball and tell when there's less air in a ball, right?
Absolutely.
A man can do that.
Especially
a man can grab a ball.
He can grab a ball. And
he can hold a ball. There's not a lot of air.
One or two balls, and you can
put two in each
hand. In your hand.
Where one or two balls are gathered, there is.
You know what I'm saying? We're having charity.
Deflation.
Somebody's saying hallelujah.
I don't know deflated balls.